And now it is time for the children's moment with Sandy.
You're not sure. Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bells.
Well, I have a lot of favorites. It's hard to pick just one favorite Christmas song because they're all beautiful, aren't they? And they all have beautiful meanings and everything. But one of the favorites for a lot of people is Away in the Manger. Now, do you know what the manger is? Okay. What is it?
Manger is like the place where A is for the
baby. Yeah, that's right. Now, a lot of people think the manger is like the barn, but it is. It's a like a box or whatever you want to call it, where they put the feed in and the hay in, and that is the manger. Now, a long time ago, people thought the Way in the Manger was written by a great church leader named Martin Luther, who lived 500 years ago. But today, many people think the carol was written to honor Martin Luther when the church celebrated its 400th anniversary of his birth in 1883. When the hymn was first published in a hymnal, it only had two verses. Someone added the third verse a few years later. Sometimes when people speak of a manger, they mean the place where the animal slept. But many believe manger means the feed trough, like what we talked about. That is where baby Jesus was laid after he was born. What kind of animals do you think were there that night?
Cows.
Anything that was in a barn, huh? That's what I think. But the Bible doesn't say what kind of animals there were in there. And in a way, in a manger, it talks about a cow being there. But we think, and I think, that there were other animals there to share in the joy and the birth of Christ. I think they were all there. Okay, so that's what we're going to do today in the manger. We're going to put the animals up there, and we're going to put it in the shepherds, okay? Let's pray first, okay? Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the manger so that we can know the birth of your Lord. Amen. Okay?